on Wednesday night I was going to come and I was going to finish up a teaching with you all out of the book of Luke, chapter 16. And there's just been a couple of thoughts from the scripture that have just kind of been riding on me all week, just really riding on me all week long. But we start, it to me is the conclusion of Luke 15 that was talking about the younger son, which is considered the prodigal, you know, the one that was wasteful, the one that was overly elaborate in his doings and ended up broke, but was able to come back to himself, realize who he was and find his way back to his daddy. For those of us that are over 25 or 30, you know, we kind of get set in a pattern. But there's something that I saw here that I think will motivate the young people this morning as well, that'll get down in them and help them. And it'll be a reminder to us who we are. And so over in Luke, if you'll go with me to Luke 16, I'm going to start at verse number one. But today I'm going to read from the Amplified. I was going to see if we could have both of the things. But, you know, I just need to get this in your spirit this morning. I'm going to read through and the King James is just a little bit different, but I like the Amplified because of the detail. And so what I want you to think about is this young man over in chapter 16, because to me, this finalizes him. To think about this young man over in chapter 15 who says to his daddy, "Give me all that belongs to me." And his dad does. He gives him everything. And he takes the money and he runs off to another country, man. And he just, it says, wastes the money on riotous living. Just, boy, I've been wanting to have a party, boy. We've been living under rule for a long time. And I got this money now and I'm going to do what I want to do. And he casts off everything he already knows. Say that with me, already knows. All right. He casts off everything he already knows and just goes wild. And in abandoning what he knows to be right, he finds himself in a position that he never would have imagined himself being in. But here's the deal that you got to get. He'd never been there before. And sometimes when you've never been to a place, you'll play around that area because you've never felt that particular fire before. And in his playing around, messing around, he finds himself about to do some things that I guarantee you never once in his life had he imagined he'd be considering eating the food that they were feeding to the swine. And then to be in a situation where nobody would even give it to him if he wanted it. But to be willing to put himself in the compromise, if y'all get where I'm going with this. And so how many of us, we can't say it out loud, have found ourselves in positions that if we just held the line, man, if we had just walked like we knew to walk and do what we needed to do, done it the way we knew to do it, we could have avoided some stuff, right? But we didn't toe the line, we played the line. And found ourselves just a little bit too far over and had to deal with the consequences of our actions. Amen. Now, I know that maybe none of y'all. I'm just going to say God just got me up here then, because y'all may not have done that. But pastor used to play them lines, man. It's like, I know what to do, but God, I don't know if I want to do what's right. And then only after you find yourself in that place and you are doing the thing that's most natural that nobody wants to do. If I say to you right now, Tori, I want you to get up and pray for the church. We're like, what am I supposed to say? What do you want me to say? You know, I say, Benny, come on up here and talk. Reb, I ain't ready right now, man. You got to tell me before you want me to jump up there like that, right? But let us get into some hot water. Prayer comes naturally. God, I need your help. We don't look for no form, fashion, no nothing. We just begin to do what comes natural. Oh, I need y'all to hear me. It's already, oh, wow. Ooh, wee. But it takes the fire to bring it to the surface. And we've studied, I know y'all have studied that whole thing about the guy who's melting down silver or any material like that, how the impurities rise to the top and then they skim it off to make it better than it was before. And it's always the fire that refines us also. We don't want it though. We don't want it because it's a lot harder than just getting up in the morning. The fire thing takes us to a place we hadn't been before, requires of us a specific discipline that we'd not exercised before. Not that it's not there, just we ain't want to. No, I'm sorry. I ain't want to. Y'all would never do that. Looking at y'all this morning, how nice y'all dressed and cleaned up and all that, y'all would never do some of the foolishness that I've done in my life. Only to have to start over again, back up. Let's do it this way. I don't know how to divide the church up because to look at you, y'all ain't never done nothing wrong but me. Jesus. Y'all got y'all halos on and everything, you know. We look good up in here. And there is some divine down in us because we were created by God. But there's also something else in us. And that's the thing we got to get past so that we can fully become who God wants us to be. Y'all with me? All right. So as I was reading this, let's go to it. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. It says, Now, this is Jesus doing a parable after he talks to them about the prodigal son. And he says, there was a certain rich man who had a manager. So I need you to get this. A steward is simply what? A manager. I need you to get this other thing. You ready, Tori? You ready, Corey? In our DNA is the ability to be a manager. Not you ought to be trained, not you need to learn. When God created you, it was in you to know how to take care of some things. No, that ain't true. You need some refining and some schooling. Wait, God created Adam to look after everything he created. Now, he didn't just give him an assignment without giving him the abilities to handle the assignment. Now, those abilities have been passed down to his people. That'd be you and me. In fact, the name Adam was an individual name, and it was also the name of a species, man or humankind. So when he says Adam, he can be implying the gentleman, or he can be talking about everything that comes from the gentleman, which would be the person sitting in your chair. And so whatever he placed on the head of the gentleman is also in the seed of that same gentleman and is passed down like sin was to each of us. Amen. So let's just look at this scripture. It says there was a certain rich man who had a manager, and accusations against the man were brought to him, that this man was squandering his master's possessions. Well, y'all know what we've been talking about. How God had given the management of this planet to mankind. How we were supposed to take care of the animals and the trees and everything, the waterways and each other. The question was asked, how have we done? We've wasted and we've overproduced and we've torn up, only to take this planet to some place that maybe it's never, ever supposed to have been. And so we could all say we've squandered a little bit of God's possession. Amen. I can't blame that one on me by myself. All right. So it says, verse 2. So he called him and said, what is this I hear about you? Give an accounting of your management of my affairs. Now, what I really need y'all to get is it's going to go something like this when the Lord shows up. is going to go a little something like this when he shows up. He's going to want to know what you've been doing. How you been handling things? Give me a count of how you've been running things. I'd like to know. I gave you some things, entrusted some things to you, gave you some abilities, a skill set to do. Did you use them? Did you hide it? Did you prosper with it? What did you do with it? And get this, there are some managers that are just better managers. Doesn't mean that they are, that I am not a manager. It's just some can handle five, others handle two, and others handle one. And even the one that's supposed to handle one, is supposed to double it. But sometimes we get it twisted. I ain't doing all that. This is my life. He ain't doing nothing. I'm going to do what I want to do. And then he come back and ask, what you do? Well, it was my life. Yeah. And I ain't do nothing with it. What you gave me, but he's like, okay. So this man finds out that not only has he given to his manager this stuff, but that people are paying attention to the fact that he's wasting everything you gave him. Brought in word, he is wasting it. Verse 3. The manager of the estate said to himself, what will I do since my master is taking the management away from me? Now, listen, this is that wall that we run up against. See, this guy has, Daniel, the ability down in him. But it takes the rock and the hard place to make it come up out of him. Y'all don't know nothing about that, right? See, if it was never in him, get this, I want y'all to get this. He would never have been assigned the task. He would never have been given the opportunity. And the opportunities that have been set in front of you, God knew before he allowed them to come to your life that you are able and capable of taking care of them. He knows what's down in you. You know, but sometimes refuse to do what you know to do. Want to act like you don't know. Y'all know. Yeah. I don't know. Because you know doing it is going to be contrary to what you want to do. And so you do what you want to do versus what you know you should do. Amen? Amen. But this steward now finding himself, oh, they done told on me. And I'm about to lose my job. Let's even make it a little more clear. What will I do since my master is taking the management away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig ditches for a living. And I'm ashamed to beg. Can y'all feel that right there? Look, I've been walking around here with these folks. I ain't about to sit on the corner talking about, can y'all give me a quarter? Can I get 83 cents? Can somebody give me, you know, I can't do that. And shoot, man, I'm way out of shape. I ain't dug a ditch my whole life. I ain't about to do that. He had, get this, listen to me, because somebody's going to hear me. He had the perfect thing, but didn't know. Got it? Till it was in jeopardy. And see, y'all got to take this and layer it, because there's a lot of good things we have that we don't pay attention to till they almost... Number four. And I know what I will do. Wait a minute. This is the Amplified. What does it say in verse 4 in the King James? I am resolved. Wait a minute. I know what to do. I've come to a clear and rational thought of my next step. Well, who taught him? Where was it, Cherie? It was in him all along. Look at your neighbor and say, it's in you. Oh, y'all don't want to do that. Come find somebody's eyes. Look them in the eyes and say, it's in you. It's in you. It's in you. She called you by name, girl. It's in you. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? He didn't go, hey, listen, I don't know what to do. He sat down and gave thought to what he should do next. Are y'all with me? Do you see anywhere that they planned a meeting, a board meeting, some kind of counseling, something like that? No, he knew instinctively. Why? Because he was a manager. He just had a job. He was a manager. Look at your neighbor and tell him God built you to be a manager too. Y'all hear me? Y'all calling people name. I don't know that. It's all right. I'm just saying. God designed in your DNA that the natural ability to manage the things he set before you would be there. You might need some refining, but what you need is already in there. No, y'all ain't hearing me. I need you to say it with your mouth. What I need is already in there. Woo, David, I can't see you. Look at me. Daniel, I ain't hear you. Say, I want y'all to say it because they're not going to say it by themselves. What I need is already in me. His lips stuck together. He needs some Carmex. Amen. He can't say it. Hallelujah. What we need is already in us. Y'all got it? Sometimes we don't want to tap into it. We don't want to release it on the world. Sometimes we're too ashamed to turn it loose. Sometimes we're just living too good to, sometimes things can just be so good you don't want the responsibility. Man, I'm having a blast. Not realizing why you're having a blast. That's why he was living so good, is he had access to stuff that made his life good. Y'all get it? That's why the prodigal son could run off to another country. If he didn't have no money, he couldn't have took that journey. Or he could have taken the journey, but when he got there, he couldn't have thrown no parties. He didn't understand it while he was, yeah. What made him able to throw the party is that he already had some stuff in place that allowed him to be a party thrower. Y'all get it? I told y'all before, my dad always had really nice cars. And whether he was at home or at our home or when he moved away, whenever I saw him, he was always riding. And I don't know if it's just that daddy thing to impress his child, because he made me start driving real early. So I'm a young dude riding around in New Yorkers and Chrysler Imperials. And, I'm driving and riding. And I thought that was just the way things were supposed to be when I stepped out there. Whew. I ain't had the bread my daddy had. I was trying. My mama tried. Shoot, for my graduation present, she tried. She gave me a Cadillac hubcap. I can't buy the car. But here's at least some incentive to get you rolling. I can't say I appreciated that gesture. But anyhow. Yeah, she had a very perverse sense of humor. Anyway. But the God we serve has equipped us that if we'll put the effort in, we can get the Chrysler Imperial for ourselves. Y'all getting where I'm going. It's down in you, but it's up to you. Okay. So, verse 4, I know what I will do. So that when I am removed from management. Now, wait a minute. This is called future planning. He says, if I do this now, it will bless me later. That is one of the characteristics of a good steward. That my efforts now, I understand that doing now will bring forth something later. Y'all get it? So he's saying whatever I'm about to do is going to make it easier for me when they take this job from him. He had no question in his mind that he was about to leave the job. So he was preparing a path for himself when the job was gone. Does that make any sense to anybody? Woo. Now get this. If he just used as much, what'd you say? Thought, energy, proactive ability, if he'd have done any of this before now, he never would have lost his job. Anybody hearing what I'm saying? You get it? All right. So I got some people in my family, they're making changes in their lives. Oh, a bunch of them. I mean, making changes in their lives. But they can't mess up what they're doing now, because it is what they're doing now that will also reflect on how they step into what they do later. And so even though I'm changing from here to there, I can't just cast off here, because the reputation of here will affect the over there. Y'all got it? Wow. I heard this testimony from one of my kids. You got to understand that they've been doing this thing for, I think, 6 years now, 6, 7 years now, and have never really had a boss that they truly appreciated. They've been through lots of bosses and all of that, and they were ready to make this change in their life. And the very last boss that they got was one of the top people you could have in the Navy. Got it? And this person wrote an evaluation saying that they were a great person. And guess what? Their words mattered more than everything else that they'd heard. God will put in place, are y'all listening to me? People who will say what needs to be said to get you to the next place that you want to go. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying to you? He puts the ability in you, but he orders the steps. Y'all got it? All right, all right, all right. So verse number 4.5, thank you. Removed from management. People who are my master's debtors will welcome me into their homes. So he summoned his master's debtors one by one and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? Stop. And I just got to say this. Why didn't he already know? I mean, if you are the distributor of your master's things, you shouldn't have to ask nobody what you owe and how much it is, what they owe you. You should have a record of that. Am I talking to anybody? Your bill collector should never be able to say to you what you owe. You should know before they call. I know what I owe you. I haven't paid intentionally. I don't have the money to pay you. I'm planning to pay you. And this is what the plan is. Can I pay you today? No, I can't pay you today. That's the truth of the matter. But when I can, I will. And this will be the amount if you can accept it. If you can't, then the only thing you can do is the derogatory. Whatever it was you got planned, do what you got planned. But I got to keep on stepping. Oops. Then you can sleep at night. Why? Because you're managing the situation instead of being handled. All right. Amen. Okay. So he says, how much do you owe my master? He said, 100 measures of olive oil. And he said to him, take your bill, sit down quickly and write 50. Now, let me just say, because we're going to have this little conclusion at the end, that what he's doing is wrong, because he's still robbing his master, but he's working it out for himself, because he's still making his master take a loss. Okay. All right. 7. Yes. Take your bill, sit down, write 50. And he said to another, how much do you owe? And he says, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill, write 80. His master. Now listen, verse 8. Look at that. And I read it out of Amplified, because it's better out of the Amplified. It says, and his master commended the unjust manager, not for his misdeeds, but because he had acted shrewdly by preparing for his future unemployment. Stop. God also wants us to be good in business. Got me? God wants us to be good at what we do, to do it like you know what you're doing. All right. Also to do it effectively. And what he begins to specify here, look, he says, for the sons of this age, and in parentheses, I have non-believers, right, are shrewder in their relationship to their own kind, that is, to the ways of the secular world, than are the sons of light. Who is that? Us, the believers. So he's saying, well, people in the world are shrewder than us. Would y'all agree with that? They're about business, man. They're about business. And we need to be what? About business. We need to be about business. And sometimes in the kingdom, we're not about business. You got to be about business. All right. So let's go a little further. Our shrewder in this 9, 10. 9. And I tell you, learn from this. Make friends for yourselves for eternity by means of wealth, the wealth of the unrighteous. That is, use those material resources as a way to further the work of God. That's why I'm reading it out of Amplified and not King James. So that when it runs out, they will welcome you into their eternal dwelling. See how that works out? Now get this. Here's the principle. You ready? Verse 10. He who is faithful in very little, in a very little thing, is also faithful in much. And he who is dishonest in a very little thing is also dishonest in what? In much. It's just a principle. If you're faithful, you're faithful. If you're dishonest, you're dishonest. It doesn't matter the size. Soon as I get $1 million, I'm going to do better. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to use the same principles and practices that you use with $37 with $37 million. See, because some people can take $30 and $30 lasts them all week long. You know, I don't know how they did that. They're figuring it out, man. They're making it work. All right. Some people take $37 million and it don't last a week. I'm buying me 3 of them multi-million dollar houses and I'm buying me 14 cars and they already done and they owe the tax man the rest. How did you spend $37 million? It was so easy. Didn't give it a thought. All right. But guess what? It's in us. We just have to slow our pace and be mindful in our processes. I'm not talking to anybody. We have stewardship, not just of money, but our stewardship comes to mankind through God for an entire planet. He gave Adam the ability to manage trees and waterways and atmospheres and all of the stuff that we have around us that should be, that we should be taking care of. And we're looking, going, they messing everything up. It ain't they. When's the last time you bought a car based on its emissions? When's the last time you bought this certain thing because of how it affects the climate, the environment, or whatever? When is the last time you gave thought to how, well, they keep making them, you know, yes, yes, yeah, Volkswagen is dirty. Well, why you say that, Pastor? Because they knew what the emissions were, and they wrote a computer program. Instead of fixing the car, they loaded a software program into the car that would trick the machine so that when you hooked it up to the emissions thing, it would say that it was giving less emissions than it really was, knowing that they were ruining the planet. The love of money. Y'all getting where I'm going? The reason I go and really deal with he gave us stewardship of a planet is because it takes us to a place that's a lot larger than the job we currently hold. We think we're standing at the top of the world because we got this job and we're doing that and we're doing that. No, 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 baby. He called you to more than even what you're doing now. Because it's what? It's in you. It's in you. When you stop and you think about, did you say managing a planet? Yeah, that's big. I created it. I consider it good. And what I want you to do is watch over it while I'm gone. That's big. That's not keep my car, put it under a tarp. That is, I gave you a living, breathing, moving planet with renewable energy sources, renewable food sources. Everything you need is in it. All you got to do is take care of it, and it'll last you and your descendants a lifetime. Wow. But we failed as a species. And that thing I said over the last couple of weeks, you know, and we want to get off this planet and go explore other places when we haven't learned how to deal with what's going on here. We're going to figure out another environment when we won't manage the environment that we're currently in. Isn't that something all by itself? We're going to go to Mars. I think that that place was inhabited before, and it may have an environment that's perfect for us. Man, have you lost your mind? We got a planet that's perfect for us. The same industrialists that live here will go to that plant and say, I think that the dust here could handle a plant right here. I don't know how we'll get rid of the waste, but I think this will work. Had the same foolishness going on somewhere else. Yes? Amen. Right. Listen to the word in the wind. Deal with what you got. Y'all hear that, right? Because we could do a little bit better managing what we already have. Yes? Manage what you got better. Why? Because you can. What? Word? Yes. Yeah, this for real is a land of promise, baby. This is, wow. Can't you see them, man, going into the promised land that the Canaan and them guys had built and all these big old houses because they were big people, you know. It's mansions for them, boy. They walking in there like, this is wonderful. But they had this other mentality and, you know, it was nice houses before they moved in. And nice orchards and stuff before they got there, you know. And y'all get where I'm going, right? You know. So it's nice, girl. I ain't washing windows. I don't know who gonna wash them. I ain't build it. I ain't trying to keep it. I just moved down the block to the other vacant house. No, man. Take care. My pride say, there go the neighborhood. Lord have mercy. That's why the people on Mars hiding underneath the surface, don't let them see you. I'm playing. Ain't nobody out there. I'm just they hiding, talking about, hey, don't let them see you. If they see you, they'll come back. Ain't you see what they've been doing to their planet? No. No. Amen. Listen, we serve an awesome God who has equipped us to be great managers. And this is what I want you to really get. It doesn't really have to be a great learned behavior because it's in your DNA. I need you to get that. It is in your DNA. When he created mankind, he put what you needed in you to be what he needs you to be. And many of us miss it. Let's call it for lack of opportunity. But there's not really a lack of opportunity because opportunities are all around us. We could do better with so many things, right? But we refuse. And so I came to challenge you this morning to remember the stuff we talked about the other day, all the signs and symbols of good stewards. To see this prodigal son and understand that really he's a sample or example of many of us, the younger. And then there's the older one, you know, he's fussing. Why y'all cooking up the fatted calf for him? And why are you doing all this for him? He, you know, because my son was lost. I want to have a party for my lost child. My lost child is back. I want to. Yeah, but you do whatever. And I ain't never done nothing wrong. And my kids try to say that, too. Right. They forget I was running up and down the street behind them, too. They be picking on each of the ones underneath them, you know. Anyway. All of us as kids do something that needs improvement. Yes? But when we come back, if we look at the scriptures, when we turn back to the Father, before we get to him, he's already looking for us. He sees us as we turn on the horizon coming back to him and throws his arms open to us. Come on. You're welcome to come back. I'm glad you're here. Put a robe on you. Put shoes on you. Put a ring back on your finger. I want you to be the royalty I created you to be. And now the challenge is just go back to work. You're back. Go back to work doing all the great things that I had planned for you to do. And so when people are out now looking for their purpose in life, it's like, just stop a minute. Just realize there is no bigger purpose than taking care of a planet. I don't care what you become. I'm just saying he put it in the DNA. Take care of this planet for me. That's bigger than. So anything else you do that you can give him glory in doing. Y'all got it? Let's do our best at that. And yeah, you should feel like, not that it's beneath you, but that you have more potential. Y'all get where I'm going? Not that the job is beneath you, but I do feel like I could do a little more, you know? You should have that in you, because guess what? You can. It's in you. And so I'm challenging all you young folks to realize, man, hey, God has something great for you. When he was considering how to make man, he was considering it with the whole purpose of, I'm going to leave him to take care of this planet. I'm going to design him with the abilities to manage. If it was only one man and he left him to manage, just stop and go there. The earth. Whew. And by the time you reproduce and do everything, it'd be some other work out there for y'all. But he left them to it and didn't say this is how you do it. I mean, really get it. Didn't I want you to learn how? I want you to get out there and figure it out. You know, you'll see how to fell a tree. You'll see how to do this. You'll see how to keep these animals from doing. I mean, y'all get it. Now, I'm going to say this to you. I feel like we're going to fail. Because he had to create Revelations, a new heaven and a new earth. I feel like we're going to fail, but I think that he's going to look for the ones who've been doing the job, who've been trying, who've just been what? Trying, so that he can entrust this new stuff to them. You know, you ain't got to go looking for it. It's going to come. Just be faithful over what you have. That's my message this morning, right? Just be faithful over what you have. I want y'all to stand with me. I want to pray with you. Because sometimes we're not faithful, man. We're not faithful in our finances. We're not faithful in our business dealings. We're not faithful in our relationships. We're just sometimes just not faithful. We don't manage. But it's so much to manage, Pastor. It's just so much. I got so much going on. Yeah, get it. Everybody around you does. It's just that some people do it differently. You know, some people have, y'all, anybody remember what an accordion folder looked like? Yeah, some people have an accordion folder. I do this on the first, I do this on the seventh, I do this on this, and they just go through their folder and they do, you know, it just, they have systems and things in place. Some of us run real good off our mind. I think that in this room, and it's just, I'm off track a little bit, but I remember, man, it wasn't anybody I knew that I didn't know their phone number. Because God gave me such a wonderful mind that I could remember phone numbers. If I hadn't talked to you in 6 years and I was like, I'm going to call so-and-so. It just popped in my mind. Bam. And I'd call them. But now we got this wonderful phone. I didn't know your mama number. You talking about, well, what is mama number? Mama. They're right there. No, man. We have a cerebral hard drive that can hold massive amounts of information to come back at recall if we just, y'all got it? Help me manage me, amen? You know what I learned the other day? I told y'all to stand for prayer, but let me just do this. I was looking at some food stuff. Y'all know I'm still trying to get my systems right, keep myself together. And everything that we eat is a hybrid now of something else that was before. And I was listening to this one thing and I kept hearing this word. Like watermelons actually only used to be about that big, but we've created them to be. And they used to be bitter, but we've made them sweet. Cucumbers used to be, but we've made them. They used to be about that big and now they're this big and we made them sweeter. And everything that was out there, everything we did, we made it sweeter. And now we say it out loud, girl. Blood sugar, man. We did this foolishness to our God, allowed it to be a little bitter so you wouldn't eat so much. We made it sweet so we could sell more. See what I'm saying, man? See what I'm saying? We just mess up everything, man. Anyway, Father, I just want to tell you thank you this morning for giving me the opportunity to share your word with your people. I thank you for loving us the way that you do. and trusting us the way that you do. You could have washed us away a long time ago, but you've given us this opportunity to be great right here on earth, to take charge of some things and to work it out right here on this planet. God, just help us to value all of our situations. Don't let us be like the steward who's about to lose everything and then finally do what he knew to do all along. So God, with my kids, help me to do right by them. With my wife, help me to do right by her. With my church or my business or whatever, help me to do right in it. Help me to manage everything that you've entrusted to my care in the name of Jesus.